Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to encourage us as God leads us. Just pray, make some time to come during the week if you can, to just come and enjoy what God is doing in worship. Amen. Some Sunday mornings like this, you just want to just go deeper in worship and just keep going. But we have 7 days a week, amen, that we do that. I just want to encourage you. Sometimes when you have the time, just come and see. Just wait upon the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to see my brother. He's been looking sharp these days. God bless you, sir. And your mom is here. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. God bless you. That's our friend family.
Amen.
Amen.
To see me too.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's not often that the Lord will put in my heart what I'm about to share with you. But God does everything to empower us, to equip us, and to position us always to win. Amen?
Yeah.
I just want to go straight into some things I want to share with you by the Spirit of the Lord today. I want to talk about, I call it GPS. Everybody say GPS.
GPS.
Let's call it again, GPS.
GPS.
Amen. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, that is God declaring the end from the beginning. God is the only one that declares the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. That's what we have all the way from Genesis. God is already written the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen?
And nothing can stop what God has spoken in this world to come to pass. So we want to talk about GPS. Amen?
Amen?
God uses natural things to give us understanding of spiritual things. Before we read a few scriptures that will help us, I want to draw our attention to a reason why this is so important. There's a prophetic word from the book of Thessalonians that before the coming of the son of perdition, before the coming of the Antichrist, the man that will literally not only deceive the whole world and the false prophets, but the one that will be Satan incarnate, that will subject the whole world to a time that has never been seen in history. As people were worrying about his time, even the days of Paul, he wrote to the Thessalonian church, he said, that time will not come until there is a great falling away. Great falling away. And it's not talking to unbelievers, it's talking to believers. There will be a season of great falling away. There's so much about deception in the last days that Jesus talked about so many people. But when we live in a generation, in a time, it's hard for us when you are in a kitchen, sometimes after a while you can't smell what you're cooking anymore. Unless somebody walks in there. When you live in a generation of great deception and great delusion, it's hard for you to really understand it if you don't, you're not reminded and you don't go back to the scriptures. So, we want to talk about GPS. And we know that there are two major roads that we travel on. There are so many roads, but we can categorize them to two major roads. There is what the Bible calls the broad way, and there's what the Bible calls the narrow way. He said, many walk in this broad way. But he said, few walk this narrow way. And Jesus pleaded with us. That's God speaking. He says, go through the narrow way. Straight and narrow way. Amen?
Amen.
See, because the broad way, many that follow it, it leads to destruction. But he says the narrow way leads to life eternal. So what does this mean in a time like this? GPS. Now, I was doing a wedding and God kept bringing this word. I'm bringing this word, GPS, GPS. It was a prophetic word I was supposed to pray over the people. But ever since then, he never left my spirit. And he kept on adding. And now he's giving me more clarity. God has a destination. Amen? For every one of us that comes into this world. And that destination is heaven. And not only to make it to heaven, but God's destination for us in this earth is success. Complete success. And I will show it to you in the book of Joshua. It does not mean there will not be struggle, there will not be detours, there will not be battles. But God's ultimate plan for us is success. And God's plan for us is not only success, but to make it to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But he says it's a narrow way. It's a straight way, difficult way. But then, he warned us, because he came in this flesh, and walked that narrow way. And he warned us. He says there's another way that's a broad way. And many like that one. He's talking to Israel, the church. He says many like that road. But that road, as the narrow way is God's destination for success and making it to the end. So he said the broad way is Satan's strategy for failure and destruction in spiritual matters. The fear and the caution for this is, even after Jesus said this, Paul said, in the last days, there will be a great falling away from the faith. And you say, how? How What is this Broadway? How does it work? Now listen, whenever you see the gospel preached, most of the time it's talking to Jews, to Christians. They are referring, they are the ones that are reading the Bible to and talking. We preach to unbelievers when we go for, to save them, to bring them out. But training, equipping, warning, all this stuff, majority of this is for believers to grow, to learn, to mature, and to fulfill their purpose. Broadway. There is a GPS for the Broadway. There is a GPS for the narrow way. You know, if you put the wrong address, if you're going somewhere and you miss the way, you reprogram that GPS and it takes you to the right place. We thank God for the grace of repentance. There's always room to turn around and go the right way. That's the purpose of the gospel. I have many times cried and pleaded with God. Of course, we're expecting the harvest, we're expecting a lot. Let me leave that talking about numbers. Let's go where something the Lord wants to say to us. As the Lord was showing me this, there are instances in science and technology. God is the one that gave man the capacity and the ability to create things. But there are also things that the Bible says there are witty inventions. There are inventions of men for destructive purposes. There are satanically inspired things that man has created for the purpose of destruction. But God turns it for good. There are also things that God wants us, he says, in the last days, knowledge will abound. Knowledge will abound. And the warning for it was not, it's not saying knowledge of the word of God. It's saying there is a knowledge that will abound. And it's many are going to be affected by it. If the word of God, the gospel will be preached on the word, that's the positive side. But this knowledge that will abound, mean God will give man capacity to do things that are impossible if you were told. So we all used to have family time. This is Thanksgiving. This is Christmas season. The focus of this season has a lot to do with family, fellowship. God looked at Adam and said, Adam, I'm a spirit, you are a man, let's have fellowship. Then, but I don't have somebody to relate to your level, and you, since I'm spirit, you need a connection in the physical, so I'll create somebody so that you will not be alone. Not lonely, alone. Loneliness is really the absence of God. You can have all you have, but you can be lonely. But alone is connectivity, physical. And God created Eve. God formed Eve. And God created family out of that. Because the nature of God is for fellowship. Amen? And God created that. The first thing the enemy did, the first strategy, and that strategy has never failed, was to destroy family, to destroy fellowship. But the first fellowship he wants to disconnect before he can destroy family is to at the fellowship with God.
Amen.
And once he can remove that fellowship man has with God, then he can begin to disintegrate the fellowship man has with one another and pervert it. God allowed that because of the will of man. And that fellowship was cut off with man. And then the next thing, he started taking over and destroying his plan about family and fellowship. How did he do it? He walked through the mind of Adam and Eve. He walked through what they are able to see. And apart from what they are able to see, what they are able to visualize. And from visualizing, what they are able to imagine. And from imagination, what they covet they want to be like. And the devil succeeded in making them become their imagination. And out of that imagination, they were completely separated from God.
Yes.
What am I talking about? What is the Lord basically leading us with this? We are in the accelerated technology age. You see, God says, don't eat of that fruit, of that tree. All this, the rest of the world I give to you, but leave that alone. If Adam and Eve were wise, I wouldn't have anything to do with that tree forever. If I have 99.9% of the world, and one thing, God says, leave it alone. Really quickly, that one thing is the thing that has brought man to where we are today, in the flesh. So, Satan works with every generation based on what is available in that generation. But the strategy has never changed. It's called distraction and then steal and separate you from God. The biggest generation of the church history until God brings in the harvest, the biggest generation in the church history, Paul says, that will fall away in the last days, is because the generation we live in has never experienced technology like any generation in human history. It's the generation that everything that the Antichrist will use to not only control and dictate and manipulate and structure the whole world will be available, but it's the generation that God also plans to reveal his glory and to separate sheep from the good and do something with his bride. So, fast forwarding really quick, we used to have this phone where you have to turn it around like that. And we still have some sanity, some family life, some relationship, some connection, some fellowship together. And church, and just so much. And technology kept increasing. Then television came to the point where everybody can afford it. Gradually, our culture as believers started being shifted with the GPS of the world. The word GPS means Global Positioning System. It's a system that is controlled from a satellite. It's a system that creates a culture. And it's a Broadway culture. It's a system that, like Adam, the serpent was telling Eve, nothing will happen to you, just keep eating. Just go after it. And they were convinced out of their imagination, it's good, it's wise, it's this. And they ate, and that was the end. Today, the GPS is a global positioning system that defines the future of the culture of every nation. The GPS, we'll get to the GPS, you know, but there's a GPS that is programmed. That's why Jesus called it, it carries people on the broad way and leads them without them knowing where they're going. But there's a GPS of God that takes us to the narrow way because of the cross and takes us to where God is going. The only power Satan has is the ability to distract. And if he succeeds in distracting you, he will definitely lead you where he wants you to go. And so, technology is not a bad thing. Television then was not a bad thing. But television, for the last 50 years since television came, there has never been a major move of God. Because he created a different means of serving God, a different means of waiting on God, a different means of consecrating, a different means that made people think, if I do it this way, if I do it that way, if I do it this way, I'm achieving more for God. The world also used television to accomplish almost 99% of the level of distraction they wanted for the church. And it shifted the mindset of the church completely and eventually caused the church to embrace the GPS of the world. The culture of the world different from the culture of the church. And the way God designed for the church to evangelize the world was shifted. And it's all through what we can see, what we can think, and what we can imagine. Is always that strategy from the book Adam and Eve. Then the newspaper industry came. We want news. There's nothing wrong with newspaper. Read the news, be informed, but gradually turn to all kinds of information. That by the time you read the information and read information, this mind has the capacity to be controlled by what you inject into. The Bible was neutralized instead of raising our children and living with a GPS. I'll read it to you very soon. Why God told Joshua, meditate on this. Program the GPS of your head, your soul, and your spirit with me, my word. He told David, if you are going to make it, David, you meditate day and night on this thing. And I will tell you what you'll be like. You'll be like someone, you like a tree planted that already knows where the fruit will come from. As your mind goes, so your soul. As your soul goes, so your internal life. And the devil knows that. The reason why this is called a narrow way is it requires discipline to focus on something that is not human. But Satan knows we are human and it's very easy to follow the broad way because it's easy to see, feel, and touch. So the world has mixed up lies and truth, knowing that God does not mix things up. So the newspaper developed a mindset, and before we know it, okay, we start going to school, and in those days, thank God, there was still a little bit of hope because there was some Bible in school. So at least as students, we can still see that there's a narrow way in the world. But the training, things started shifting. And we became more intoxicated with the GPS of the world. The training system of the world, everything of the world, all the skill system, which God is okay with in terms of raising up leaders for the world. But not the spirit of the world. not living out the GPS of God. So, fast forwarding really quick, unknown to us that there was a subliminal transfer of mindset from consuming more of secular literature than consuming the Word of God as believers. It shifted us from consuming, watching so much of television that we didn't know that we had been programmed to gradually be desensitized from focusing on the Word of God. And gradually, the church was neutralized. And we started using consecration. There is church, but gradually we are falling away. And then, other kinds of literature started coming. And the world started pumping it out. And they are the culture of the world translated in magazines. And we just thought it's fashion, it's this, it's that, but it all originated from the seat of worldly mindset. And before we knew it, it started entertaining us until finally these magazines don't even have clothes on them. And we call it pornography. It was a gradual process, but eventually what we see and imagine, things were taken off them, and today they are hooked. When the world saw that it's working, because nobody wants to read the Bible, nobody wants to pray, nobody wants to really allow the cross to have effect from the Word of God. It's working. The distraction is working. Jesus looked at seven churches in Revelation and said, "What happened to you? You started this way. Look at where you are. What have you allowed? Is the GPS the Broadway?" Many. There can be many churches. But it says, the GPS is the wrong one. You are going somewhere. And you know, the end of it is destruction. GPS. All of a sudden, there was a shift from these things that are beginning now to sell in the church, in our mind. All of a sudden, ministers are losing concentration, congregations are losing consecration. All of a sudden, a neutralized gospel started coming through. And the gospel just changed picture. It is, you preach it, but don't leave it. And you preach it, but focus on the prosperity of it, not the dying to self. The congregation loves that message because it itches their ears and makes them justify their pornographic lifestyle, a worldly lifestyle in the church. So there is no difference between the church and the world. How did it happen? It is through the window of the mind. Then the devil took it to another level and another level and another level. All of a sudden he took it to this level. There is nothing wrong with phone. That's where the world is. There's nothing wrong with internet when it came. There's nothing wrong with technology. But if the way you use it and what you use it for does not influence where God is taking you and what God is telling you to do, you're already mixed. And you don't know when you're distracted. This thing controls the church's mind. This thing. Let me tell you why the Lord dealt with me. See, when Satan is working, he works very systematically. Nothing God has created is wrong. But there's something in it, it says, don't eat it. There's nothing wrong with this. Nothing. But it depends on where you're eating from this. Now, when the devil saw that, now I'm getting somewhere. My preachers, my system is working. The people I'm putting in place to set up the world, the global system is really working. Now, he says, let's take it up and up and up. And really, let me fast forward really quick and just come right here before we go into some things. He finally brought us to a place where it's not only destroying the fabric of family, fellowship, Christian fellowship, relationship fellowship. He now provided substitutes. And the substitutes he provided are so delicious. He provided enough women on internet, enough men on internet. He provided you can love a man, you can love a woman, or whichever way you want it. He provided so many things that Satan was telling Eve in the garden. And then how did he, after he provided it, he created a neutralized and perverse community called Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
Snapchat,
and all. And that has become our life. The Bible is just something we read to avoid guilty conscience. We read the Bible just to, it's not a GPS. It's not God's direction. It's not God's way. It's just something we read just to give us as, I need their wisdom from some, I need their this. It's not a person anymore. It's not the word of God anymore. It's not a GPS of life. It's not a narrow way anymore. It's just a book. It's another book. We just really, just to help us not feel guilty when we come to church or not feel bad. God designed this as the only way for truth, life, and destiny. As a Christian, to walk in the narrow path. No preacher will take you to heaven. It's your decision. It's not only created. See, whatever the enemy designs, God wants us to take advantage of it for his kingdom. But if Samson has cut off his hair, you better flee from the liar. Amen?
Amen?
If his hair is not cut off, he can deal with anybody because there's consecration. If you don't know your grounds in the gospel, if you don't know your place, why would you bury your life in the culture of Facebook, Instagram, and this? 24/7. And you think you're living for God. The Lord drove it home and was holding me responsible. I prepared this house. There are just things you don't talk about. But when he showed me this, he said, okay, let me share it and leave it with those who have ears to hear. There is a reason why people are no more committed to church. There's a reason why people give excuse for the things of God. Nobody gives excuse for their job. Nobody gives excuse for anything else. Jesus says all these things we say, if you love all these things more than me, This is what the Lord showed to me. He led me. A few weeks ago, people don't understand when they read it what it meant. A few weeks ago, the CEO, the founder, the visionary of Facebook said, "We're going to change our name." They've been planning it for a long time. I want you to understand that billionaires are not stupid. When they get to where they get, they didn't get there because they are stupid. Money is the most deceitful thing. And anybody that masters the power of money is a smart person. Man at the age of 19, Harvard University created a global community out of his mind. Sold into the world, in less than a few years became one of the youngest billionaires in the world. Today, Facebook, WhatsApp, and whatever else he has controls a massive billions of people. Holds them like this in a global market. Global and makes decision. They can take out the president and they can do anything because of social media power. Is anything wrong? God allowed it. God wants to use it. But how powerful is this? Where are they going with it? This young man leaked out a secret. He said, "We are changing the name because the name we had before does not speak the complete vision of where we're going. But this name that we are going to, we're changing into, will encompass everything we do and everything we're going to do, and is going to define the future for generations to come." And he called it Meta. And then they added a word to it, metaverse. I read an article about it, just a few lines in what metaverse means. He said, where we're going and what we're investing into this metaverse, he says it will make the current Facebook community lifestyle look like obsolete. Now remember that before Facebook came, how was your life? How was the world? Is anything wrong? After Facebook came, define where the church is, define your life, and define your consecration to God. And define your focus. Now, I'm not just talking about Facebook, you know the rest of it. We call community now social face. It says it's going to be revolutionized. It says now we are going to create, he called it all kinds of names. I don't know how to call those names. It says one part of it, you are going to be able to look back to your past and you can relate to your past on virtual relationship. You can think anything and you can create it and live it out. The new metaverse. You can look at where you are now. If you don't like it, you can create what you like and experience it. And then it says, you can also, they will create what they call extraterrestrial relational communication. In other ways, in Genesis, they talk about human beings communicating with spirits. That's what I'm talking about. The word meta, when you go study this, another word, there's physics, which is science. When you add metaphysics, it's called spiritual science. It's when science and the spiritual world work together, the demonic world. There are so many books written on metaphysics, the subconscious world. These people are creating a psychological, a subconscious, and a spiritual. He said one of the things they will create, you can travel anywhere you want to travel, right there on visual life. You can be involved. They even mention, it says you can not only go to your past and talk to your fathers and people, your relatives that were past, you'll be able to project where you want to go into the future and you leave it out. It says what they are going to create is the future of the world, and they are, he says it will make life, accelerate life, so that what you're enjoying on Facebook now will look like kindergarten. He says is the future. Now, because of time, you know, when you're trying to do a program and you look for endorsements, people endorse it and say, this endorse it, and you share that information. The people that endorse it must have credibility. So all this Facebook, as soon as this Facebook CEO announced this and made all this, immediately it was endorsed. This metaverse was endorsed with so much joy and where it's going by what they call the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is a globalist platform for determining the policy that runs literally the economy of the world. They were the ones who practiced solution to COVID a month before COVID came last year. These are the satanic globalist vessels that already know exactly where they're going. And they have rehearsed and still rehearsing before the whole world. Vaccination is not the mark of the beast, but it's a rehearsal practice. They are saying to the whole world, everything the book of Revelation talks about, if the Antichrist comes today, he has the technology to do what he wants. The technology to control the whole world is right here with us. And the GPS of God has talked about it, but a lot of us are still on the runway. It says many will put their GPS on the Broadway. Few walk to the narrow way because of the cross on that road. I don't want to focus completely. It's a few minutes I have. Let me read something to you about the GPS of God. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. Now, this is what the GPS does. When you look at what he said, he says, and in his word though he meditate. It's not just reading. Some of us read. Meditate means you might be on just 3 or 5 verses and you look and time is gone. He says his delight is in what he meditates day and night. And he shall be like and he mentioned a natural GPS system by using this illustration. He shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaves shall never wither, and whatsoever he does prospers. He's saying, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can never meditate on God and the ways of God and fail.
Amen.
It says you'll be like a tree. What does it mean by a tree? I shared it last week with you. It's talking about divine programming. What does like a tree mean? If you take a seed of apple or orange, a seed, in that one seed, that's what it's saying about the word of God is God. That one seed, you take it and you plant it in the right soil. He said that seed is already programmed to produce branches, to produce leaves, to produce, eventually, produce something that is exactly like that seed and in quantity. You not only carry the image of Christ, you will multiply people in that direction. You will raise up people. You are already programmed, and this is your GPS. Remember, I started by saying God is the only one that declares the end from the beginning. What does that mean? It means you don't leave Tennessee if you're going to New York, my friend. Is anybody going to New York soon? Amen?
Amen.
If you've never been to that house in New York and you've never driven that path before, what does GPS do? GPS is already global position system. Set in place. All you need to do is put in the right address. And you relax. And the GPS will take you and your car. Turn around. No. He will take you until you get to that destination. That's what he's saying here. That seed in the ground and put it by water. Let the sun shine on it. You will wake up and sleep and you will produce fruit in this season. Your leaf will never wither. God defines anyone that meditates on this word will receive revelation of what it means. When you receive revelation of what it means and obey, you become what the word says you are. You will bear fruit. You will overcome obstacles. You will overcome mountains. You will break barriers. And you will spring forth. And even after you spring forth, it says your leaf will never dry. And in seasons, you will keep producing fruit. You will go from glory to glory. You will manifest peace in trouble. You will have joy when people are not happy. You will have patience when people are losing their minds.
Yes.
In their fruit. In the amount of two or three witnesses, God confirms the word. Joshua 1:8. This word of the Lord, this book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. When you put that thing in the GPS, the natural GPS, isn't it? You put your address and you see the map. The map is already set, the path you're going to go. And that Siri or that lady or that man that talks there will be telling you every place you're going, and it does not depart out of her mouth. The direction. He said, turn here, go there, do this, do that, go here. There's accident on the road. There's another way you can take. There's go slow, so, so and so. There's another road you can take. GPS. Because you already programmed it before you left, not after you left. God already knew exactly what the word will do if you meditate on it. But if you don't meditate on it, you don't put it, like everything I started saying, if the distractions of this world is what fills your mind, all we're doing is just running around the mountain of the church. We're not getting to the promised land. Because we are afraid of the giants in the land. our mindset is still Egyptian mindset. We have not changed it to the GPS of God. Look at what God told Joshua. Joshua, you are going to possess a promise. I know there are giants there. I know there are obstacles there. I know there are problems there. But let me tell you the secret. Just put your GPS right. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate what goes into your mind and your soul. Thou shalt meditate during day and night, that thou mayest, listen to this, observe to do according to all that is written there. For then thou shalt make thy way. Thy way. With that narrow path, you make thy way prosperous, not fail. And thou shalt have good success. Did Joshua not face giants? Did he not face trouble? But who defeated them? Who won them? Because he was led by the GPS. And the word was in agreement with the Spirit. The Spirit goes before you to take care of business. God says, if you do things my way, and you go my way, and you keep my commandment, he said, I will go before you. He did it for Israel. And for us, it's even better. I will go before you, and I will drive out your enemies. I will make the crooked way straight. I will cut asunder those barriers. I will shatter those gates. I will release even things that are hidden from man to make you rich. The reason Satan is terrified of the word of God, because the word of God are not letters. The word is God.
Amen.
Great peace have those whose mind is set on it. We are living in the most turbulent generation, the most perverse, the most rebellious, the most wicked, but God was not ignorant when he put us here. Because he knows one little light can cover a whole dark place. And this word is the only light. If you don't have this time for this, you don't have time for God. No pastor can teach you. Amen.
Amen.
We're here to equip. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to train. We're here to edify. We're here to provoke. We're here to correct. But your decision is what makes a difference. I can never take it to heaven. I can't take Isaiah to heaven. I have to make heaven. Because heaven is not outward appearance. Heaven is the condition of your heart. Living out the gospel. In the last days it says, two shall be lying in the bed. Maybe husband and wife. Pastor and the wife. Maybe she goes, I stay. Or I stay, she goes. I'm just using that as an illustration. Because two can, unless it's God looked ahead and saw homosexuality, two people stay on the bed. But if one leaves, it can't be homosexuality, isn't it? Because two of them are not qualified.
Yeah.
So if you say one is taking the other, it must be married people.
Yes, sir.
One is living right, the other one is not. So the point is, he says, work out your salvation with what?
Yes.
For it's God that wants in us to will and to do what?
Yes.
People left Egypt. The Bible says Joshua and Caleb made it to the promised land. Many are called. The person that called you did not make the decision, but he gave you all the opportunities. It is the few was about their decision. I've said I'll try to listen within this time. I'm going to ask you this morning, I am guilty. When I use this thing, am I using it pretending I'm using it for God? For service of God? And use distraction as an excuse for God? Am I using this thing for business and really doing good business with it as God expects me? Am I using it to really do what I'm supposed to do? Or am I already taking the Kool-Aid and not know and being controlled by it? My brothers and sisters, the only power Satan has over believers is distraction. If he can distract you, he can cause you to eat what you're not supposed to eat. Because distraction is imagination. Is becoming cohabitation with vain imagination. That's why Paul says, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself above what you are supposed to live by. My brothers and sisters, if I tell you the statistics I read about the current state of our millennials, it shook me. But God says, I'll bring a revival. Mm-hmm. But the percentage of millennials that have given themselves completely over is unbelievable. So my brothers, if you're here today, all the Lord is asking us is, just waking us up, just reminding us. And the question he asks is, have I failed you? Have I failed you? You're giving up on my word. Has my word failed you yet? Don't I have wisdom for your children? Don't I have wisdom for your trials? Don't I have wisdom for how you do everything you want to do? Is that not here in my word? Why would CNN, why would Fox, why would every other thing on the internet be your solution outside of my word? Is, don't I love you? Don't I care for you? What do you think that I can do for you, Dad? Every other thing has taken your heart more than my word. If you're here, I've asked God to deal with me. Please remember, these things are for our use. It's not like those people when television was polluted, they said, don't watch television. If you're free from alcohol, you go to bar and witness to people. If you are not distracted by television, you should own a television. That was the extreme a lot of people went to. They were legalistic. Nobody saying don't use the internet. Nobody saying don't use Facebook. Nobody saying don't use this. But your conscience will determine if it's a distraction. How level, how much can you use it? What effectiveness are you using it? Or are you already on the blood when you turn on it? So if you want to just bow your heads and just meditate. Are you on the narrow way? Are you on the broad way? Narrow way because it's not comfortable. Everybody else is winning. Broad way, nobody sees me. Father, break the lie of the serpent from us. always convince us this tree is good for food. It's good for wisdom. It's good, it's good, it's good. Because he knows how to get to our minds. I ask today, God, before this metaverse is loosed upon the earth, give us victory over Facebook.
Amen.
Give us victory. Give us discipline.
Amen.
Father, so many are eating so many things too quick before they think.
Jesus.
Help us, oh God.
Amen.
Before the next phase of so many strategies coming out in 2022, Father, deliver us.
Amen.
And help us to go back to your heart. Give us the discipline to know what we need and where we need it on this platforms. Give us temperance, self-control. Help us to get back to you. Help us, God. We need you. More of you. More of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory. As you lead us on the only GPS, the way, the truth, and leads to eternal life. That's your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.